Please, could you make yourself known?
Hello, my name is Shilan, and I'm a human rights representative for Kurdistan. And I will explain you shortly how the situation in Iran is for Kurdish people. So, Iran is supposed to be rich in identities, languages, and cultures, but finds itself today in contradiction, even with the hopes of the people who founded it. Political opponents always suffer in the same abuses. Minorities are persecuted, their right to exist as individuals in their right of own right is forbidden, on pain of being imprisoned, tortured, and killed. The condition of women is alarming, that of minors is beyond comprehension. The war in Syria has become the battleground of many foreign powers, of which Iran is part. Their objective there is to avoid the rise of Kurdish at all costs. In this regard, let us observe the Kurdish situation. They are formally forbidden to learn the language together as a community, and any claim to self-determination or independence is repressed in blood. Iran wants to suppress any distinctive mark that is representative of a community. And I ask you, if no one speaks Kurdish or transmits the culture and the memory of its people, what will be left of their culture? As long as people are conditioned, as we see in Iran, as long as their culture and languages are synonymous with torture and death, the regimes that apply these guidelines cannot be qualified as human. Ladies and gentlemen, as long as free and oppressed people through the world show credit and complacency for these regimes, these abuses will continue. Principles and values are not like a pie where everyone takes the slice he wants whenever he wants. The freedom to think is not negotiable. If you are negotiating with one plan while supporting another, then do not be surprised to lose the credibility that your people grant you. Thank you for your attention.